Yeah, we're holding daf chov dalu amar aluf on top. Abo betray sidre. In the case where it's negated to two different kabonis, loy maybe there b'shem does not hold. You put the money in the dove as kamash malon. The Rashi says abo betray sidre could go in here for a shnei tziburim mois lachrais. You saw two bundles of money lachrais. For the schapa v'yechod and you mischapa with one of them. You pushed aside the second one. Maybe then you don't bring in the Nadovas. Commercial Navami, yes, in both cases of Shimon holds, the leftover money goes into the Nadovas. Nelimor says, Amar Rabbi Shavosh, he says like this, Hamafrish Shnei Chatoyis Lachrayis. Somebody sets aside two korban chatos v'achrayis, in case it loses one, it brings the other one. Now, Mishapa B'yachas Mem, after it brings one for korban chatos, the Chavret, the second one, Roya. You let it pass from the fields till it becomes a bamum, and then you sell it with the money you bring in the dava. So the Chur of Kashri is Ali B'daman. Who is Rabbi Oisha telling us the Chiddush according to? You let me, if you want to tell me Ali B'da Rabbanan Shita, the Chur of Mar says Shita. Hashto HaMafrish. The Yibba, in the case where you set aside one, and you lost it. And then you set aside a second one. And you find the first one before you bring the second one. See, holds if you bring, then if, whichever one you bring, it's not. Ami Rabban, so the Rabban said, Lav kibudami, that Lamaisi don't have to let it be Lamisaz, since you found it before it was Korav, is so Lachrayas mi boy. Over here we did not lose either of them. You only set it aside Lachrayas, in case it would get lost, you'd use it. But never got lost, is mi boy, Lachur Pshita, that it should not be Lamisaz, about its Roya. So what's the Chiddush? Eli must be teaching us, Ali Bidu Rabbi Shimon, he's going to quench Rabbi Shimon Shita. That he holds what? No, the Chomish Chatois, in the case where it was Avuda, in fact, in all cases, it would be Lemisazla. So you want to tell me that Lachrayis is not Lemisazla. So Gemara says, no. Chom Rav Shimon holds Chomish Chatois Mesois. That's a lock of Chomish Chatois is Mesois at all times. There's no differences. So here would also be Lemisazla. It was only the Gemara before when you set aside the two monies. There was no carbon yet, there it's not Libud. But it's not Lemisa. The current of Shimon, any times you have two korban chatis, that's the locha. As soon as you bring one of them, the second one is always Lemisa. So can we go to the current of Shimon? So it says, rather, Elo, Ali, but the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The what? It's like this. Kiyama Rebbe, when did Rebbe say that it should go Lemisa? That's the Ibud. When you lost the first one, then you said, I saw the second one, then the second one goes Lemisa. Ablachrayis loy. But lechatchilu, if you set aside both of them, and you knew that you're only going to bring one of the two, lachrayis, then even Rebbe agrees it's not lamisa. So Rosh is teaching us a chiddush according to Rebbe Shita. Talmud Gemara says, none we learned before, hamafrish chatis, someone sets aside a chatis, v'rehi balas mum, and then the chatis becomes a bal mum. So lochru is meichru, you have a right to sell, let's redeem it. Or maybe a cheres tachten, bring another one instead of the first one. So now, the Tanakhama person holds that even though you bring the second one, the first one is not the Misa's law, because it already became chulun, there's nothing wrong with it. We had before the Mishnah said that, Rev Lezer, Rev Shimon, I know, in Korva Shania, Kodim Shinichko Torishaina, if you brought the second one, you brought the Korva Chatis before the first one that was sold already, that became chulun, before the first one had a Shchita, Allah Christ Thomas, still you have to kill the first one, it has to die. Why Shekva Kipro Baleha? Because the owner already has his kaporos, that's called the chatish shekipro baleha, that's still the misosla, even though it became a chulun already. So now, kasagatayt, the havamina is, kasagatayt of the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rebbe Srilei. Today he also holds like Rebbe, that the lochri is called the misosla. And if so, v'afilu b'chrayis nami, if Reb Lezer Shimon is going according to Rebbe Shita, that even b'chrayis also should be the misosla. Because over here, it was never lost. You set aside the first one for Chatas and became a Balmum. Then you made a second one. That should be Daimut to Achrayis. And still you see, hold it, it is Lemisa Ozlo. So it's not like Rabbi Yishai is saying. Samur says, Loi, it could be no. Dilma Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Ki Avu Asrulei. He holds like his father, like Rabbi Shimon Chief that we had before. The Yom Rabbi Shimon holds, Chomish Chatois Mesa. It's a special Lachma Moshe Mitzinai that at all times it's Lemisa. So anytime you have like two carbon chattis for one chet, it's always Lemisa, even for Achrayis also. And Rabbi Shittak is not going according to Rabbi Shimon, but rather according to Rebbe, so therefore this will not be a kasha on Rabbi Shia. Tanan learned like this, Lefi Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. Again, the same case before, where you had this on Yom Kippur, the two Sira Izim, and one of them was Lashem, one was Lazozel, the one Lazozel died, then you set outside a second one. So it says the reason why the first one is not Lemis Lazozel, because Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. Mashmanova, the Yochid Mesa, would have been a Korban Chatas of a Yochid, it would have been a Mesa. And Omar Rav Rav says in that halachom, that Balachim Einen Nidochim. That even though the first one, when it was fit to be Soyer Lashem, the Lazozo died, so at that time it wasn't fit to be brought. So what? Since it's still alive, that's called Ein Balachayim Nidochin. And therefore, when you set aside a second two, you only have to bring from the second pair is just the one Lazozo, but you can still bring the first Chatis Lashem. And therefore, Kishur Mischapa, when you have the Kapor, which one goes Asoyer Lashem, that's Bisheni Shebazug Rishon. So from the first Zug, that Chatis is brought. Is Mischapa Viduch, now the second, from the second Zug, Heavenly Bachrayis, that's a lot like a Chrayis. Because when you set aside the second one, you knew right away that you're not going to use it, you're going to use maybe the first one, but it was never Ovdo. And still, look at Turner, we have, it says in the Bryce, it says over there, the Yochid Mesa, like only because it's a Korban Tzibus, not Mesa. Masha would have been the Yochid, would have been Mesa. So, Chlor, it's not like a Baishi, here is the even Lachrayis, also be Mesa. So, Mura says, no, I'll tell you, Rav, the time Rav goes according to his own time, the Yoma that Rav holds, Mitzvah Barishain. Rav holds such a case, we brought two pairs of Shnei Sirim for two Gerolas, Rav holds, we know right away the Mitzvah is to bring the first one. So it comes out, when you set aside the second pair, we knew right away that Chatas Lashem is going to be Libud. So therefore it's sort of like your Mafreshit Libud, that's why it goes Lemitzah, it's not done with Achrayis. Boy Achrayis, the Pshat is either one you could use. There's never one that's gone Libud. But over here, since Rav holds, we know right away that the first one we brought Lashem, so the second one is called, and the second pair, all you need really is just the one Lazozel. The second one is right away done Leibud. So therefore, it's Lemisoz. It wouldn't be Kasha no Baishia. Tanib, learn like this. Rav Simi Ba Ziri Kaimid Rav Papa, in front of Rav Papa. Of the Bishas HaFrosha. Let's say it was lost, you lost your first Chatis, and then you set aside a second one, and then you found the first one. So the Rebbe Mesa, according to Rebbe Shittaka, goes the Misa. Since you set aside the second one before you found the first one, it goes the Misa, the first one. The Rabbana, according to Rabbana Shittaka, that's Tiro. No, since you found the first one before you brought the second one, so you bring one, and the second one is Tiro, it's not the Misa. Of the Bishas Kapar, let's say you first found the first one after you already brought the second one, then the Rabbana Mesa, according to Rabbana Slamisa, that's the Lachal Mashm Sinai of Chapish Akipra Baleho. But he says the Havamina was to say that the Rebbe Roy, according to Rebbe, all it be is just a pest, you don't have to kill it. For the Gemara, how could that be? L'chur tzakal v'choyma. Uma avu di b'shas afrosh, ma duch Rebbe holds. That if you find the first one, b'shas yoni set aside a second one, you didn't bring it yet. To yami, Rabbanon holds in that sheet to Roya, you only have to be Royit. Uma Rebbe, still Rebbe says, what mesa, it goes the mesa, is so avu di b'shas kaporo. In the case where when you find the first one, the second one was already brought already, you found that after Kaporo. Till the Rabbanon Kuntz, Rabbanon Lach will be Meso. Is the Rebbe Lakoshka, and isn't for sure Kuntz Rebbe also be Meso? How can you say it's not the Meso? El Rav the Gemara says, Tony, this is what you should learn. Of Avud the Bishas HaFrosha. If it was lost, Bishas HaFrosha. So, the Rebbe Meso, the Rabbanon Roya. Bishas Kapor, let's say you find the first one after you already brought the second one, then Divri Hakol Mesa, according to everybody, not only according to Rebbe, even according to Chol Moso, will be Mesa. That's the Lach L'Mosh Mesinai, Chatesh Kibur Balez L'Misozla. Now the Mishnah says, Rablez Rav Shimon Noim Herm, that in a case where the first one became a Balmum, and you were poor there and you sold it, and then you marked the second one for Korban Chatis, so Rav Shimon holds, if you bring the second one, you make the Shechita. Before you manage Shechita on the first one, so even though the first one is Chulin, still the din is Lemisozla. Tana Rabban wrote like this, there's a klal of Ein Magilim B'Yomtif. When you have a korban on Yomtif and you want to skin it, you're not going to skin it in a special way to take off all the skin in one shot that it shouldn't be have any holes in it. So that's an avoider. It's hard to do it that way. And the reason why you do it, you want to make a flask out of it. You want to use the skin to be complete without any holes. So you can't do this on Yomtif. It's too much of a tircha to do on Yomtif. You have a bechor also that becomes a balmum, so when you want to skin it, you can't skin it this way. It's like if you're going to kachim. Also, we have a korban that became a balmum, and you apoder it. So later, when you want to skin it, also you can't skin it this way, to take off all the skin in one shot. Rather, you have to cut it on the side, Rashi says, cut it on the stomach, up and down, and then you take it off. That's not a bizoin. So more explains. Pishtvei may understand be yomtif, one yomtif you have to do it this way, the kotar of tircha doi chazilei. Otherwise, it's a big tircha, something that's not fit, so don't do it on yomtif. Ela b'chor, man tan, who says he can't do this to a b'chor l'chura, when it has a baal mum, it belongs to the kanim, it's regular chulin. So why can you do this to a regular chulin? Omer Rav Chisda, Beisham, it says this halach doesn't go into Beishamai. The yom that he holds, even after the b'chor comes a baal mum, still it has kedusha on it. And therefore Beishamai holds, b'chor b'kedushasai yukoi, it still has this kedusha. This man learned the Gemara in B'choris that says, Beishamai yomer, layim le'yisulim ha'koin ala b'chor. That a kohen cannot invite a Yisrael to eat from the Bechor, even if it has a balmum, because it still has Kedusha on it, therefore you can't let a Yisrael eat it. So, according to Beshami, it's good. It's Ein Magilin, since it has Kedusha on it, you can't skin it, to be zoyed to the kochim. Psumah HaMekdoshim Ma'an Tanu Zetano, Om Rav Chiz de Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, who goes according to our Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. The Tanya will learn like this. Hoy Lefonov Shtei Chatois. Person had two chatois in front of him. Achas t'mimo, v'yachas balasmum. So locher is t'mimo t'korv, the one that's tam bringeth yachatis, and balasmum t'poda, that you could redeem it. So who the eitzer is to first redeem the balasmum, and then bring the other one. What's going to be nishkot to balasmum? Let's say you shechta the balasmum, means you apoder it, and you shechta b'teras chulin. Ashla nizur doma, before you made a shechita azrika on the korvin, so shel tmima muteris, then actually nizkot dama shel tmima muteris. Then you let us delete that first shechit you made. What's going to be though mishenizrak dama shel tmima? Let's say no. First you shechted the korban, and then you first got around to shecht the balas mum. So it's asura, and if not, it becomes also. We have left. We have a Shimon Omer, afilu bosa balas mum v'kteira. No, even if you first shechted the balas mum, and the meat is in you're cooking up the meat, and then you prayed it first and you cooked it up, and then v'nizrak domer shel tmima, and then the meat is rikas dam on the dam tmima, is yoytzla beis asreifa. Still, you have to burn it. It's still called the chatas shekipur baler, which is the misozla. So, what do you see here? So according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Psula HaMekdoshim, even after you poider it, still it has a Kedusha on it. And therefore, still be a Din L'Misozla. So here also, that's why the Din will be, Ein Magilin, you can't skin it this way, it's still called the Bizoim. Now the Gemara Skash of Rav Chisda, look, Midi Vidike Beshamai, want your old Boshit that goes according to Beshamai. And the same way he says it by Bechor, he'll say it by Psula HaMekdoshim also, that even after you poider it, still it has Kedusha. So Gemara says, no, Duma may be kiyami b'shami. When the b'shami says svara b'bechor, the yisus in the rechem has its dusha when it's first born from its rechem. That's why it's so kodesh. Therefore, even after you poyder it, still it has. Even after comes a balmum, it has its kedusha. Avo psula mekdashim loyim. Psula mekdashim doesn't have such kedusha. After you poyder it, maybe the kedusha goes off. Maybe then you would be margol. So therefore, you can't stop saying goes according to b'shami. You have to say goes according to the blood of Rav Shimon. But the Gemara still, Rav Chisda, like, but look, me, the Vidik, Rav Lezer, Hashem, let me say both things. And just like it says by Psul HaMekdoshim, the Kedusha still remains even after you pray to it. So maybe the same thing by Bechor also. So Gemara says again, no, Dilma maybe. Kiyom, Rav Lezer, Hashem, when Rav Lezer, Hashem says, for Psul HaMekdoshim, the Alim, Le Mitfis, Pidyoinoi, Psul HaMekdoshim, it's very strong, and it's a strong Kedusha that you could be prayed to it. So therefore, even after you pray to it, some Kedusha remains. But the klal is by Bechor, you can't be prayed to it. So maybe we'll go now, it's a kalus in its Kedusha, that you can't redeem it. So therefore, when it comes a Balmum, maybe the Kedusha by itself goes off, so I would not know it. Loi. And therefore, you have to tell me that Rechiz says, by Bechor goes according to Beishamai, and Psula Mekdoshim goes according to Rebbe Rebbe Shimon. Now the Gemara says, for Rebbe Rebbe Shimon, lest there doesn't be old hordes, not that we learned. Kol psuli ha-mekdoshim, nishchotem b'yitlis, any psula mekdoshim, even after you poyder it, you're allowed to sell the meat in the regular marketplace. For nimkorim, you could shecht it there. For nimkorim, you could sell it there. For nishkolim b'litra, and you could weigh it with regular weights.
Alma, what do we see? Kivun de shoris lay. Since we let you do these things to sell it the right way, tvei vizoven, you'll sell it better and you get more money, and the money goes to kachim. So you see, as long as the hegish will gain on the deal, we let you make this bizoyin. So we're here margul it also. You should be allowed to skin it, the whole skin together, even though it's a little bit of a bizoyin, but it's time to get more money for it. So it'll also be a revach to kachim. So why do we say it's mutter? So my answer is, Amar Rav Mori Bered Rav Chizda, Mash Mashbiach Beyor, Poikin Abasa. It's not a svara, Hegdish doesn't gain on the deal. Because even though by skinning the whole animal together, you get a better piece of skin, but the mice, it ruins a little bit the meat. So what you gain on the skin, you ruin the meat, it's not Kedai, it's not called you gaining. But Marova, and they said in the Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed Rabavin, Mifnei Shanira Ki Oyved Avoyda Bekodshim. The reason why we don't want you to skin it, but it's Tzul HaMikdashim, because it looks like you're doing an Avoid of the Kodshim. It just looks like the Gezerah. Rashi says, Shoisa Mafuach, if you make like this flayas out of a behemoth, when it's still Mechubah, the skin is still Mechubah, if you avoid the Mamish, it's not because ain't Avoid Liachamisa, but just nearer Kavoid of the Kodshim. That's why we don't want you to do this even on Tzul HaMikdashim. It looks like you're working with Tzul HaMikdashim. If you used to be Rav and Noma, Gzeira Shem, you go to Memador Medorum. Like, if you know you're allowed to do this, we're afraid that the people hold on to it. Rashi says, Mashoilei, Vulei Shocha, they won't shecht it, Ashi Damuloi Nefochim, until they need people that need it. And they need this type of a flask. And therefore, if you hold on to it for a long time, we're afraid you come with a Issa Gizav Yavoida. So therefore, Shlei Gadolim, you shouldn't grow from the Mador Medorim. That's why we say no. We say that you should, we say it's also to be Margul, Sulei Hamidoshim.